is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Levin Miller, that's the voice. I'm on your radio. It's 11 o'clock. That's what it means. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for having me in your company. I tell you all, they make it difficult for me to not talk about the politicians because the politicians are talk aboutable.
Yes.
Yeah? And so we're talking about them. I see D. Halsin Mudry. D. Halsin Mudry has penned his resignation as a member of the Free National Movement, and as such, he now joins the list of Rees Chipman, who has tendered his resignation as a member of the Free National Movement. He also goes on to join Vaughn Miller, who said, and I quote, "The FNM will not repent, and I will not recant." And he is no longer a member of the Free National Movement. So we've had three now resignations from the Free National Movement. Of course, we know that while there has not been a resignation from the Reverend Frederick McAlpine, that resignation is what I would imagine tendered sani die. So he has not tendered it, but kind of his actions have tendered it, and we just wait on the actual resignation to catch up with it now. Mm-hmm. But you know, something came to my mind this morning as I prepared for this show. It is not outside of the genre of the politics that we've seen from Dr. Minister's leadership in opposition. If you would recall, we are around the four-year mark. And if you would recall around the four-year mark, that was when, Howard Johnson resigned from his candidacy. I think that would have been February or March of the fourth year. And then a little later on, I think about May of that year, Leonard Sands resigned his candidacy, giving way to the young David that took out Goliath and Bain in Grantstown, Travis Robinson. Mm. And then after that, we recall the great coup d'etat that saw Dr. Minnis ousted as the official leader of the opposition, that saw the appointment of Miss Loretta Butler-Turner as the official leader of the opposition. And that happened somewhere around, I think it was August or September of that year. I lose track of the date sometimes. But the point I'm making is I'm not very shocked. I mean, this is exactly what I saw from a Hubert Minnis-led Free National Movement 4 years ago. 4 years later, we are exactly in similar scenarios. Well, not exactly, but in similar scenarios than we were at that time. Now, here's what's interesting to me. We've got more to lose this time. We have the reins of power to lose this time. Yes. We have the government to lose this time. We have all of the executive positions to lose this time. And the board appointments. And all of the bum-bum flies. Because, you know, when you get in government, right? When you're no longer in opposition. Because opposition is a long, wilderness, lonely road, yes. Right? And the bum-bum flies that remain bum-bum flies during opposition years, I want to give them medals. Because that takes an even greater level of courage, commitment, and devotion. All right? Mm-hmm. But when you ascend to Mount Olympia, Mount Olympus, right? Mm-hmm. When you ascend to the on high, which is what I call it, which is governance, particularly in the Bahamas, particularly in Caribbean politics, the way we practice it, mm-hmm. you get what I call a mega saturation of butterflies. Yeah? And they are everywhere. And I don't know if people that ascend to power want to lose that, right? No. And so there's this... The ante is up now for Dr. Minnis. This is, in my mind, the only time in my life's history I am ever going to witness an independent speaker of the House of Assembly. Mm. If my memory is correct, this is only the second time in an independent Bahamas yes. that there is going to be an independent speaker of the House of Assembly. What will that mean? What will it translate to? Now, I will tell you, that during his tenure as Speaker, I have loathed the Speaker of the House of Assembly. I think that he is boorish. He's heavy-handed. He seems to have a personal agenda with some members of the House of Assembly. Let me just name them. Glenys Annamartin. and I don't know. Maybe that was the government's doing. He was still a card-carrying member of the party. I imagine that when they had caucuses that involve the parliamentary colleagues of the party, that he would be included.
Correct.
Sometimes it is difficult to divorce yourself from the jaundice of a view if you have forehand information. Mm-hmm. And so now as an outsider, mm-hmm. now as somebody no longer involved with the goings-on of the day-to-day parliamentary caucusing of the FNM, maybe now he's going to be a different creature. More impartial, less impartial, I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to watch. It's also going to be interesting to watch whether or not the FNM is going to try to move towards a prorogation of the House, which would then result in a re-election of a speaker. I think it would be political suicide.
Yes.
Or if this is all just a political maneuver to take us towards an early election. Because, you know, my six bear bet, and I got this for any one of my friends that will take it, is that the election is going to be in August. I'm thinking maybe third week of August this year. That's where I am on it. All right?
All right, Mr.
So, I'm joined in the studio today. I have with me Keisha Anfala. She's my guest today. We're talking news and politics and anything y'all want to talk about, right? I also want to talk about NIGOT a little bit, right? Because let me tell you what I have a difficulty with in the Bahamas. I have a difficulty in the Bahamas. You see, for me, I look at the lens a bit differently, right? Mm-hmm. We, in case you have not been appraised, my friends, family, are a nation of pirates. Largely. The average one of us enjoys a level of piracy, mm-hmm. Particularly when it appeases our palate.
Oh, yes.
Let me say to you, though, that I am a man under the age of 40, and I recall that in the early 2000s, everybody wanted to be on NIGOT's key. I remember in the 2000s being hurt that I couldn't get on the invitation list.
It was a problem.
Into NIGOT's mm-hmm. key. I remember the two times that I was there, that everybody seemed to be having what we call a jolly.
Good time.
And there were some prominent people there. Mm-hmm. They seemed to be having a jolly. There were some less prominent people there. And they seemed to be having a jolly. It is just interesting now to me to
everyone
see.
Everyone is now separating
themselves. Oh, yes. They don't want to be nowhere near yeah. Peter NIGOT, mm-hmm. which is crazy because we have the pictures. I could see you in the picture with Mr. NIGOT. Mm-hmm. I could see you around the little pine drum thing with Peter NIGOT. Mm-hmm. I could see you under the little cabana with Peter NIGOT. This is not the first time that the man has chummed up to officials in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And I saw police officers there. I saw politicians there. I saw athletes there. Everyone mm-hmm. who was anyone wanted to be there. At NIGOT's key. It was the Sunday thing mm-hmm. to do mm-hmm. at one point. So I don't know, when everybody gets so safe, right? Maybe it was a baptism last night that I was unaware of, And apparently, to say the word Peter Nygaard now is like saying Voldemort, and
but,
I decry.
But does it make it a bad thing that...
What?
Okay, you were hanging with Peter Nygaard at some point.
Well, apparently, because everybody now wants to say, oh, well, he never lent me no money. Well, what if Peter Nygaard did lend me money?
Okay.
Okay. Did I know that he was racketeering? No, as far as I was aware, the guy had more money than a Chinese bank, and he was giving it away. And I didn't do anything malicious or untoward to get it.
Exactly.
I presented him with a plan. He gave me money. Why do I need to distance myself from that?
And I try to figure out, like, why some Bahamians, they are shunning upon those who might have been to Nygaard Key, those who might have been in company with him. But truth is, many people are skeletons and you don't even know. Many people are living double lives and you don't even know. So what is the bigger, what's the big issue? That someday, like you say, in the early 2000s or on a Sunday, everyone was at a pumper party having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Now that all of these things are coming out about Peter Nygaard, everyone is disowning. I don't want anything a part of Peter Nygaard.
And I don't even know why. I mean, it's crazy to me. Listen, if I were a politician
mm-hmm.
who had received money from Peter Nygaard, I would say, yes, Nygaard was among my donors.
Mm-hmm.
I have had... any number of people that have donated into my campaign. The only thing that I check for is whether or not the financial crime unit is
exactly.
looking for them. If the financial crime unit has no issue with their money, then guess what? I have no issue with their money either. And as it relates to his personal life, well, mm-hmm. I'm not interested in racketeering and whatever human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that he was into racketeering and human. As a matter of fact, I assume that everybody that I associate myself with mm-hmm. is in no way interested in or cares about any illegal activity, as mm-hmm. a matter of fact. I would imagine that just by the virtual fact that they're my friend would mean that they are people that are above reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever suspect him of anything? Absolutely not. I didn't. And I think that would pretty much cure all of the suspicions surrounding whatever is going. But to see, like, the PLP, like, I don't even know why is it a political football. I was friends with Peter Nygaard. So what? And I don't think the older politicians get it. Like, the older people that work in the war rooms of these political parties,
mm-hmm.
No one cares. Yeah. No one cares. Who Peter Nygaard was friends with. As far as we know, the guy is in a cell mm-hmm. somewhere in Canada, in Winnipeg, I think it is, mm-hmm. waiting on an extradition treaty to go to New York.
Uh-huh.
And he's already applied for bail. And as far as I can remember, I don't think he's been granted that bail mm-hmm. thus far.
Mm-hmm.
He's also requested for an extension to make the bail application. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's been granted that thus
sure.
far. My thing is, the guy's going to have his day in court.
Yes, he will.
And whenever that day comes, my prayers will be with him. And no, I see, listen, I am not one of those people that bail on my friends because time get hard.
Yeah.
If Keyshawn is my friend,
mm-hmm.
she is my friend. Mm-hmm. Now, if I discover my friend likes little boys, then I'm going to say I condemn the behavior of the love for little boys. Notwithstanding that, throughout the time that I've known her, I have not ever known her to be the person that I see in the media.
Mm-hmm.
If she give me money, I say, and she was quite a wonderful supporter of all of the ideologies of my administration. And she was a great supporter of many of the persons who have gotten X, Y, or Z done as a result of a sponsorship to this mm-hmm. organization. But to be saying, oh no, we ain't never received no money from Peter Nygaard.
Oh no.
Man, I feel like y'all go wall us so deep into this little hole that we gonna find out you're lying.
Yeah.
And that could be worse.
Worse.
That's gonna be worse.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. 323-622-32325-4316-325-4259. You can text me 422-4796. So, when you move about, Keyshawn, because, you know, they say I like to talk to the people in the inner city and they my friends and all them say the same thing. So, I want to make sure that I'm talking to some people that don't hang out in the inner city. All right? You don't hang out in the inner city.
I don't.
I never see you one time.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, go ahead.
But as somebody that hangs out in a different sphere of people than I do, what is the general tune with regards to things like the discontentment inside the Free National Movement Party right now and things like Peter Nygaard? What's happening? What are people saying out there? You consider yourself the average Joe, yeah?
I guess so, eh?
Joe Public?
I guess so, eh?
All right, good. So now they want, I want to see if, because they'll say that they pay me to say things, right? Mm-hmm. But you're Joe Public, right? Mm-hmm. So they can't be paying you, of course they can't be.
So, no, I'm not up for sale, but as it relates to the whole Peter Nygaard, like we said, mm-hmm. you know, you would have a lot of Bohemians out there who are basically saying, okay, politicians associating with themselves with Peter Nygaard was not a good look. You would have mm-hmm. many females now coming out stating that, you know, they were invited to the party. Did you watch a documentary, by the way?
I've seen snippets of it.
Okay, and I was a bit uneasy mm-hmm. actually watching it, but I won't go sure. into details sure. with that. But just basically,
have you ever been to Peter Nygaard's Key?
No, I
Where haven't. Were you?
Mind, I kid you not. I kid you not.
Where were you? I was in there because I was in the Church of God growing up.
You were there. You just admitted that you went there twice.
Yeah, I was, but that's only twice. I know people that used to go every Sunday. I'm saying I wasn't a regular Sunday attender because I had to beat the drum Sunday night. Mm. So I couldn't be on Nygaard Key fooling around.
No, I've never enjoyed the pamper party.
No?
No.
Okay.
So how was it?
It was great. Everybody was playing volleyball on the beach. No, I'm not making this up.
Okay.
They had like this big grill with like a bunch of sliders and mm-hmm. stuff on it and like endless shish kebabs and the bar was like the Mount of Heron. It just wouldn't run dry. Mm. Right? And there didn't seem anything untoward to me. There was the little massage area.
Just everyone just having a good time. And you had to be lucky because I know as a guy, your name had to be on the list.
Yeah.
Women could have.
Yeah, your name had to be on the list.
In and out. But yeah. I know for certain guys your name had to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. But that's basically it when it comes to the whole Peter Nygaard.
And I was a no-name Joe, so that was another reason I couldn't get in.
Come on, that's you.
I was a no-name Joe. I mean, I still a no-name Joe, but I was a...
A lot of your former classmates mm-hmm. used to traverse in the back there as well.
Oh, you know more than I do.
That's how you got there.
You know more than I do. But I mean, I don't see what is...
To me, it isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
It isn't a big deal. If you went to the Pamba parties or Nygaard Key and enjoy it and you had a good time, free of charge. I mean, listen, early 2000s or what have you, half of the people didn't even know how life at Key looked, Judge mm-hmm. Nygaard Key. So mm-hmm. the opportunity to hear, okay, Nygaard Key, I'm sure a lot of people went and they wanted to see and have a good time. It's unfortunate for some women who got caught up in the midst of it and mm-hmm. I try to wrap my brain around how things play out and what have you, and it's very disgusting that it took place.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of it, many people like yourself went there for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a good time.
I mean, there were jet skis everywhere, volleyball on the beach. At no time
mm-hmm.
did I ever feel, you know,
yeah,
like I should be distancing myself. That's all I want to say. So I see it now in the newspaper because I see Glenn Santa Martin this morning in the newspaper saying, I never received no money from Peter Nygaard. And I'm saying that might be the truth.
Yeah.
But why is everybody...
If you are receiving money from someone for a good cause mm-hmm. or a legal cause, then mm-hmm. hey, mm-hmm. what's the big deal?
I don't know.
And then as it relates to...
Speak emoji? Gonna talk about isn't he y'all in some kind of family?
No, we're not. You sure? Any kind of family.
Okay.
I've only seen Mr. Moultrie probably once or twice, and that's because of my dealings with the mother station. Mm-hmm. I would have met him. We're actually Facebook friends. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually Facebook friends. Mm-hmm. Some of the things and his actions I don't agree with, but overall I think he's okay.
I think he's going in the right direction. I mean, if he says...
I like that he is standing for something that he believes in. He's sticking with it. And he has been consistent with that. And I can't shun him for that.
My point is, if he says to me, listen, I think that what they're doing is incorrect. Now, me personally, I would resign as speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I realize that is the difference between youthful temerity
mm-hmm.
and wise and old man's wisdom.
Yeah.
No. I will not resign as speaker. I'm going to continue to collect this salary
mm-hmm.
and the free medical insurance, right? What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to show you all how frustrating it is when you cannot get anything done in this parliament, because I now have no more obligation to you all. So when you're missing table, you're taking a little late, and normally I would have let that ride.
Yeah.
No. When you wait, you get up on this stupid point of order, like Marvin Dames yesterday in the House of Assembly getting up and up and up and slamming down the people's mic. And really, this point of order was about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This point of order was about nothing, because you cannot get up on a point of order to go run off on a tangent about your feelings.
Mm.
All right? A point of order should be a correction to misinformation.
Mm.
And I thought Dawn Sanders really let Marvin Dames carry on with that too long in the House of Assembly, right?
Okay.
Notwithstanding, now the speaker will say, hey, have a seat.
Yeah.
I owe it to nobody now.
And then it's also, he's showing, you know, he want independence, the speaker to be an independent body. So we kind of get that little feel for how long he's ever in that chair.
Mm, I guess.
Yeah.
And I heard Maurice Stein say yesterday that it would be ideal that if any person selected to be the Speaker of the House would immediately tender their resignation from their parties to give the appearance of an unbiased speaker, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I think would even be more of an interesting twist or turn of events, you see, and this is where third parties lose me. Because if I was the leader of a third party, Hudson Mulchie was waking up to sunny side up eggs, toast, fresh hand squeezed orange juice,
tea
with lemon ginger, and water that I tote from the well myself, because he like well water, right? That I tote from the well myself. And when he wake up this morning, I would say, good morning, Mr. Mulchie, how are you? You know, I was just wondering, do you like your toast with butter on both sides or just on one side? No, because now I need to, could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? Just think about it.
Just think about it.
Could you imagine if for the first time in Bahamian history, the Speaker of the House of Assembly is the member of a third party?
Mm.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Powerful.
But you see, our third parties don't have that kind of maneuverability.
No.
They don't have that kind of rancor. They can't negotiate on that level.
No.
And that's my difficulty with them. All right, let's take some calls. 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. I see y'all got this text line exploding. Say the word Nygaard and people go crazy. 422-4796. Let's take the call. Good morning, Callie. You're on. Callie there? I can hear you. Or I can hear me. Callie there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you still on the topic of Peter Nygaard?
Yeah, go ahead. It's an open line. You can go ahead.
Okay, great. Thank you. I did not, I was away from my radio for a while. Yes, my name is Craig Flowers from FML Group of Companies.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Mr. Flowers.
And I like to speak on this Peter Nygaard issue because, you know, I'm quite familiar with a lot of things in reference to Peter, particularly domestically. As president of Bahamas Golf Federation, Peter Nygaard would have sponsored the Bahamas Golf Federation several times, the complete uniform that we wore to represent this country.
Mm-hmm.
And in various trips abroad, was all sponsored and tailored, I'm speaking about tailored, by Peter's company.
Mm-hmm.
We were the finest dressed, we were the best of everything when we represented the Bahamas around the Caribbean. But that was a donation from Peter Nygaard. And in addition to that, on a personal note, I've been invited to Peter's house maybe about four times because he and I became friends from my kids from school in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I was invited there, he had a guest there of, I don't know if you're familiar with Farrakhan, the Arab Islamic from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I met Farrakhan in North Africa while I was working with Gaddafi. Farrakhan came there several times for funding for his cause in the U.S. And I was able to take Farrakhan around all of Libya. I was able to speak with Farrakhan and his group because they did not speak Arabic. And with me being a Bahamian, I translated and took them around quite a bit. So Farrakhan became familiar with myself in Libya. When Farrakhan came here as a guest of Peter Nygaard, he asked Peter one day, is this guy by the name of Flowers, he was a pilot in the Middle East, and said he was a Bahamian. Do anybody know of him? So Peter said, yes, that's my friend, Craig Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I can get him over here. So I was invited back to say hello to Farrakhan again at Peter's house. When I arrived there, there was a huge occasion. I don't know what the occasion was in reference to, but there was a lot of people having seats, and Farrakhan spoke And then Farrakhan invited me up to the podium with him and said, do you all know this gentleman here? And everybody looked around. He says, listen, this gentleman here and the position I held in Libya and speaking Arabic and all of the things at Peter's house. So again, like I said, I have such high esteem and respect for the person, Peter Nygaard, the gentleman that I knew over the years, during local entertainments here, such as concerts and various events, I would have a special booth built for myself so that I may be able to be in a place that is safe around the place. And Peter and I would always sort of chip in together and share the same booth, whether the booths are adjoined. So all of my experiences, every single ounce of my experiences around Peter Nygaard has always been respectful, has always been a gentleman, has always been a very successful businessman. And that's what I admired about him. And his generosity, I mean, was second to none. I have yet to have seen a foreign person that came here and lived in this country and did for the Bahamian people what Peter Nygaard would have done, to my knowledge, for the persons that I would have known. Mm-hmm. So for me, aside from all of the things that you alluded to this morning in reference to everybody running and asserting these negative terms about who and what Peter Nygaard has turned out to be as far as allegations are concerned, I don't see that as being a part of my psyche going forward. Peter would always be a respectful person, and I'm going to give him that until it's proven otherwise that he is not such. And probably not worthy of the support that I now offer to him. So I just wanted to get that one little word in there, and I thank you for having me because I only want to speak more to Peter's contribution to the areas in this country in which I'm aware of. And I'm certain that there are so many more athletic organizations and groups that should and could come out and say the same.
Appreciate you for calling, Mr. Flowers.
It's always a pleasure. I'm listening in on your very, very, very informative conversation this morning. And you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the work.
Thank you very much. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And that's kind of my point.
Like, that is what I can appreciate.
Yeah, right.
I can appreciate that.
Right. And you know what else it is for me? Like, as a child that grew up around church, right? Like, I know it is difficult to live in the limelight every day.
Yes.
Right? And this is why I tell people, you will never see me sign up to be a preacher. Never. They're not paid enough to be that scrutinized, right? But you live in the limelight every single day.
Every day.
You help as many people as you can every single day. I mean, for whatever the reason is, there are allegations brought against you. It cannot be a good thing or a good feeling to watch people that you know you have been there for.
Oh, boy.
Right? Like, I what about when you had the little issue and I pay for your lawyer?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see people, I mean, speak about you with...
we forget.
With disdain and disgust. You've not been convicted of anything.
Nothing as yet.
Notwithstanding, people have made some claims against you. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a right to have those claims ventilated. Absolutely. And those claims will be ventilated, right?
Absolutely.
I just don't understand, like, why is it 3-4 days worth of news about who take money? And this one ain't take none. And child, the party might have had some, but I
had none.
It's crazy to me. Yeah. It's crazy to me. Let's take some more calls. Come on, Callie, you're on. Callie, there? Come on, Callie, you're on. Turn your radio down for me, Bliss.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to respond to the last caller. I got to say this. Let me turn this down. I think that was so absurd, man. I cannot believe somebody would call in to defend this man's character. I just cannot believe it. I mean, this man does something, throws out a few dollars, And all of a sudden, Negroes are shinning and grinning and dancing for him.
But no. Here's what my issue is. Here's what my personal issue is. Right. So he's been charged with some allegations. Right.
Yeah.
But why are people? He's not been convicted of anything. Right. And the only way to be a criminal is to be convicted as a criminal. But literally, like, these are people that we've seen. We've seen them with Peter Nygaard. There are pictures of them with Peter Nygaard. We know of their involvement with Peter Nygaard. I'm saying you may not have been aware of his ulterior life or
what he was
alternate
doing in
life.
The closet.
But if he was a financier of a campaign of yours, I mean, what is the need to try to wash yourself of that? That just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, okay, I'm confused. What does it make sense? The fact that he's trying to wash himself?
No. I'm talking about the people that we know have been affiliated with Mr. Nygaard over the years, right?
The people,
right. Politicians,
associations,
yeah. And now everybody's like, oh, no. We never had none of Peter Nygaard money. We know that that is a lie.
Right.
Or we were never associated with Peter Nygaard. We know that that is a lie.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to hang up, man, because you said every word, brother. I really appreciate that.
3-2.
That last caller, man, just had me. Man, he had me in fits. I'm over here driving, man. I'm about to have a wreck listening to that, brother. Thank you.
323-622-3232-54316 325-4259.
And I don't think Mr. Flowers was basically
trying to justify
whatever Mr. Nygaard might have done. But he's just simply saying
the man that I know
when the organization or the Gulf Association, he poured into that just as he would have poured into whatever political party. Mm-hmm. That's all he's saying. He's not defending. And he said until that day
that
he is
convicted, right.
then
I will change my view.
I will change my view. No, but the man that I know.
I think that's reasonable.
I agree.
Because I would hate. I'm a man that has an active nightlife, right?
Very much so.
When I'm not in the Church of God handing out testaments, I oftentimes find myself rescuing baby kittens out of the inner city. And sometimes that takes me into the late hours of the night, right?
Yeah,
these kittens are difficult to take out of trees. They get stuck on buildings, that kind of stuff, right?
I know.
And I would hate for, in my attempt to rescue a baby kitten off of the rooftop of a house, someone accuses me, of burglary.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm shackled and hauled before the court. And people start saying, shall I?
Yeah,
or me and Levin ain't never been, no.
Shall I never been on this show?
You know, and I get it. The mm-hmm. accusations are
very heavy.
Yeah, they are egregious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're detestable. They're every one of the bad adjectives I could think about in my mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding that, though, if he sponsored a program for you as a politician that saw 4,000 or 5,000 children realize that, then why can you just not say, my relationship with him,
he did this, and
was
he did
X,
that,
Y, and Z.
And this was the result of...
Yes! What is this whole going down by Jordan River and dipping yourself off three times, trying to... We know everyone was there.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think people understand it. In the early 2000s, everyone went.
Minus me.
Except for me. And like, decent Church of God people and stuff like that. All right? Let's take some more phone calls. 323-622-3235-431-6325-4259. I couldn't go ahead to go beat drum Sunday night, so I couldn't go.
I bet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller. You're on.
Yeah, Miller, how are you?
I good.
I just like to say, it really don't matter to me who been up on the key or whatever. I hope that justice will prevail, the young ladies get justice or whatever, but my would-be MP should not come knocking on my door telling me who being the Nygaard key.
Not a mercy.
My concern isn't that. My concern is what's going on with me, my situation today.
Mm-hmm.
I am paying 12.whatever% for VAT because so-and-so being on the side of Nygaard.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle it like this with what's going on in this economy because some people did not take money from Nygaard.
So you agree with me that it is immaterial to a politician and his plan for the community, his desire to run in the next... Like, it's immaterial. It doesn't amount to anything in the reputation of a politician. Unless you was, a part of the allegations, which I
agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in what's going on at the key now. Right. Who won it? Do they owe any tax? Have
they recovered the land that was ordered by the court to be recorded? Mm-hmm. Yeah, recovered.
That's what I'm more interested in.
Right.
Not the little small stuff. Now, with the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped out, and I'm glad for him, but he stepped out on a 10-10 line because I don't think he ever know welcome from the other side. And what we have seen of Dr. Menace, my brother, you only got to cross him once, and politically he will chop you down.
And this is why I say this would be the perfect opportunity for a third party. We know for sure Moultrie is in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. He in trouble because...
So where do you go when you're in the wilderness? Don't you go to a third party?
Yeah, but he got fooled with Glennis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, refuge.
Nothing in the BLB for him. We agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't go back to the FNM because Menace got him to kill.
So the third party would be a good option. Laffy
should have made him sunny side up eggs this morning.
Yes. Now, French, Miller, before I go,
mm-hmm.
I need to know your Super Bowl pick, please.
Listen, we need to do this on air.
No, I can hang up and listen.
Anybody who pulling against Tom Brady,
Kansas City obviously. Chiefs.
Anybody who pulling against Tom Brady obviously don't have a TV that they've watched in the last 10 years.
Kansas City Chiefs.
You tell her to go to.
Listen, if Tom Brady played with the Cyborgs, who's responding to the Cyborgs? If Tom Brady is playing with the Cyborgs, I was pulling for the Cyborgs tomorrow.
Whatever.
All right? If Tom Brady played with the AF Adelaide Tigers, I will be out there saying, go, Tigers, go. Green and white pom-poms.
Well, in my defense, mm-hmm. although Brady would have beaten my team,
mm-hmm.
what have you.
And you come in here with this little Green Bay Packers. She come in here with this Green Bay Packers thing.
Whatever. Last year.
Have you no shame?
No, last year I picked for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my second go-to
mm-hmm.
team.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I am going with Mahomes.
No problem.
Yeah.
All I mean is you could be hyped twice this one season.
Curry goats.
That's all you could be hyped twice in one season. Don't do that to yourself. Let's take another call. Good morning, Carly, you're on. Carly there. Next line. Good morning, Carly, you're on. I could hear me talking, so you must could hear me talking. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good afternoon. Morning, Levon.
Hey, Papa.
And your guest.
Hey, Papa.
Listen, why is the FNM party beating this NIGOT thing with a stick like it's going to be a political campaign promise?
I don't know.
My thing is, people are hurt in this country that it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And all they can talk about all over the charts is just NIGOT. Peter NIGOT and Christie. Do they remember that FNM politician used to be at Niagara Key also?
This is my point. And there are pictures of them there.
Let me say one more word to you. Leon,
mm-hmm.
and persons have them on tape.
Mm.
But they've beaten that story. But Peter Niagara, Venice, the FNM politician that spent more time at Niagara Key. Some of them even spent 3 nights over the week at Niagara Key. Okay? So they got to be careful with this because this could come back and be retribution to them.
Mm. Mm. All right, I hadn't thought about that. This is important, but I hadn't thought about that.
See, they're hitting Brave Davis. But if you remember quite clearly during that cycle with Tugi and Bobo, when the question was asked about Mr. Brave Davis, Tugi and Bobo themselves said, well, Mr. Brave Davis doesn't know Peter Niagara personally. He might have met him once or twice, but he don't know that man personally. But they're trying to now implicate celebrate this, but I just want them to know, you know, and I'm glad I'm on open radio. Let them know, the people know, there are also tape on FNM ministers, present-today ministers at Niagara Key, okay? All right?
Appreciate it. 323-625-4316-325-4259. I see people here texting me, but Brady, I don't... Listen to me. The only way you bet against Brady is if you double bet. It makes no sense. You waste your time doing nothing else Sunday. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time. Just take your money. And listen, if you have money that you want to throw away that badly, me and my team of people that rescue inner city kittens would like to use that money so that we could heighten our efforts in the rescuing of inner city kittens.
Wow.
What to do? Meet us in the Grove. Bring that money in the Grove.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to put that towards our pool of money that we have set aside at the local community watering hole. In our effort to rescue young baby kittens in the inner city.
Baby kittens?
In the inner city.
Okay.
All right?
Hmm.
Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Brian Miller and your guest.
Hey, Robert.
Hi.
Well, this is make strange bedfellows. Let me give you a perfect example. Every FNM, most every FNM, when Papa reaches the FNM, he, as chairman of the PLP, he make them lead the PLP. As chairman, remember that. As Papa come to the FNM, all of the ex-PLPs, he chopped down as chairman of the PLP. And getting back to politics, right? Politics is this, how much stock does Hutton Mutri has? How much he can play this game? I mean, what is it worth as a politician? There's the switch part of the moment. Now, Christie got the PLP, you know. The day that Hannah, a Pinlin trick Hannah. And Hannah got L.O. Pinlin, let's resign. Because the CIA, right, they're gonna get rid of the PLP. Pinlin and Hannah, you was at the night, I'll go tomorrow. Then Pinlin morning, Pinlin changed his mind. Which makes Ingram and Christie resign the PLP. Now, Christie said, I'll eat my vomit if I go back to the PLP. What Christie became the PLP leader and prime minister a couple of years after that? Politicians, politics is very strange. You'll be friends one day, enemies tomorrow, back friends next week.
It is
a numbers game.
It is a numbers game.
I'm getting back to Daily Money, right? The mega money was gained. Robert Vesto came here in the 70s for $200 million of dirty money from the FBI. Do you know, PLP got rich, and FNM got rich off of him. Yeah, the PLP is trying to work at FNM with his lawyers. He got plenty of land here. Plenty of cases with Vesco board here. And when he left to go to Cuba, but the FBI was coming in the next day, he left all that way here, Robert Vesco.
All right. Well, all I'm saying to you is, the man was a businessman. He was doing business all over the world. He was traded on the international stocks. If you took his money, I don't see what the issue is. So long as you wasn't involved in none of the stuff in this affidavit, in my mind, you pretty good with me. The text right here says, good day, Levin. Could anyone tell me why we have Turkish workers doing work on longshoremen and stevedores at the port of Prince George Wharf? No, I don't know. Maybe it's part of the agreement. We'll have to check. We have Bahamian men depending on these jobs to feed their families, especially in these hard times. Levin, we don't care if all them resign. Why don't they do us a favor? That is not to say we want the PLP, because there are other alternatives out there. Levin, I like your humor. At the same time, your views are critical, and your views on critical matters, you have to be friends with Juan McCartney. You know, Juan is cool. I'm still trying to get in Nygatsky. Well, mister, I know if you will go right now. You may want to put that on like your 2024 list or something like that. But right now, things a little hot. Let's rest that one down for a little bit. Someone wants to know if I'm eating on air. No, I'm having a smoothie. Can you hear me drinking my smoothie?
And he didn't even offer to bring me a smoothie. Oh, my God.
It's homemade. Do you want some?
A green smoothie?
No, ain't nothing green but that.
Okay.
It's what's protein, that? Peanut butter powder. And I think it's...
never mind.
Yeah. You want some of that?
Never mind.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I got to make sure I keep the body together. Summer is coming. Summer is coming, and I got to get the summer body together. Good morning, Levin. Mr. Mudry spoke out just as Dr. Minnis spoke out about some concerns that he had about the accommodations that he had as leader of the opposition at the time. So fix what it is to be fixed, because one day, those who are governing now could very well be sitting in the side opposite. That's very true. Great show as usual. Peter Nygaard did not have a lot of friends around him. He had a lot of, I can't say that word, on radio. It's a vast difference. He is no different than the rest of us. A lot of us also think we have friends until times are tough or the money run out. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. And I'm not condoning skeletons in the closet. I'm just saying that if what the man is being accused of is one thing, your relationship to him could have been entirely different. I think that was Mr. Flowers' point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's take another call. Good morning, Callie. You're on. Callie, you there? Good morning, Callie. Hello.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. I don't know what all this hullabaloo is all about. You know, all the speaker resigning. What that got to do with my great country? What that got to do with them people through Peter Street? What that got to do with the people through Broome Street? Okay, Fifth Street, Fourth Street. Okay, Bentan. Okay, our country needs some help and dire need of our children going back to school. Those kids that went hungry last night, that went to bed, okay? the love that we need from the principles of our country, okay? They walk with Doc, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got some folks still rocking with Doc. They can see all around that Doc doing, he answering to some things, mm-hmm. okay? And you still rocking with Doc.
Mm.
But Doc no, he ain't going back in, you know.
Okay.
Well, okay. No, sir. All the good. We got a good MP inside. I don't know, this old city. But he got the wrong leader.
Which constituency okay? are you in?
So, my lecture. As bad as they talk about Brave Davis, I would rather go with his experience.
All right.
Thanks for letting me share.
Appreciate you. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Text right here says, hey, Miller, did you rescue any kittens on Nygaard's key? I'm going to tell you this. I want to say that key is kitten-free. I didn't see any kittens while I was there the 2 times that I was there.
You see Catty.
Hmm?
You see Catty.
I wasn't looking for cats. I was only looking for kittens. What's wrong with you? I heard you say numerous times how you enjoy going into certain areas to rescue kittens. That is true. You can meet me down in the Grove sometime later on to see if I'll be at the inner city trying to see if we could rescue homeless baby kittens out of the inner city.
Homeless now?
Well, I imagine that they're homeless. Nobody else is rescuing them.
Oh, man.
Miller, for third parties to negotiate, they must first have something to negotiate. They do have something to negotiate.
Oh,
lots and lots of space. No, they do. Here's the thing. If you join the FNM, there are certain things you just cannot be because there is no space.
Yeah.
If you join the PLP, there are so certain true. Things that you cannot be because there is no space.
Yeah.
In the DNA and the BNCP and the BCP and all of
that. The DNA hasn't...
I think they have 12 candidates.
They brought out their slate.
No, but they haven't ratified anybody. Everybody else is still a provisional candidate. There's only one candidate thus far that I see with the constituency office that they are talking about him as though he is a ratified candidate.
Do you like the FNM slate so far?
It looks just like the slate that's in there now. So you asking me, do I like the
FNM? No, they have some new faces.
Four new people. Everybody else is
Shouts out to Stephen Greenslade, though.
Stephen Greenslade is
definitely a good look.
Yeah. Well, they're putting him against Mario Boleg. I don't know.
And?
I think Mario hard to beat.
Why do you think Mario hard to beat? Let me hear.
In Garden Hills, I think Mario is hard to beat. I think he's been in and around that community for a very, very long time.
Okay.
As the president of the Volleyball Federation and Basketball Federation, he has worked with a lot of the people around there. He's been the coach over at CC Sweden. A lot of the boys that go to CC Sweden come from around there. His professional life is right outside of Garden Hills, and many of the people from around there know him from there as well. He's a familiar face.
Okay.
And sometimes people like a familiar face.
Yeah, not all the time. You see the last election?
I don't disagree.
Yeah,
I'm just...
Okay.
You ask me what I think.
Yeah,
I tell you what
I
think.
Okay.
All right.
I think Stephen has a good shot, and I know he does. He'll do well.
I'm not saying he doesn't have a good shot.
He'll do well.
I think Mario is a tough candidate to beat.
Okay, we'll see.
All right. Is your guess serious? Asking what was the big deal. Maybe if she were one of those women who were violated, I don't wish that for her, then she would understand and feel differently. But that wasn't what she said.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't what she said. She said she don't see the big deal of confessing that you were associated with Mr. Nygaard. I think that's reasonable.
That person obviously ain't listened to the show.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Miller, it's the... What is this happening here? Miller, it is the FNM that keeps bringing up the Nygaard thing every election. The FNM make it bad to be associated with Nygaard. Beat up the FNM for this. Miller, to be honest. All right, you said that twice. It is the FNM that keeps bringing up the Nygaard. Political reasons. Stay. The BLP is a crooks. Stop siding with the FNM. I side with the FNM. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. I side with the FNM.
No one is siding.
No problem. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you there.
Co-host, Ida.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Fialin. I just want to make two quick points. One, concerning the caller that called for following Mr. Flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use one example. Oftentimes I hear people use the word reputation and character. But here's what it is. You know, reputation is what you cultivate in the public. Character can only be seen by the person in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And so when one speaks to an individual reputation or the association, doesn't necessarily penetrate to who the character of the person is, because they could betray whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it simply says that Mr. Flowers basically make the claim until some conviction is made or something of that set that authenticates that his the reputation that he has of him or his review of him matches what is called something that's uncharacteristic based on what he would perceive him to be, mm-hmm. then he would have to continue to reflect on the good that he has done. Now, here's what the problem is here in the Bahamas. You notice that we always argue degrees of wrong, degrees of ineptness, degrees of incompetence, degrees of corruption. Mm-hmm. So it is never wrong or right. It is like, well, they did it also, and they did this much, whatever. So it's almost like saying that one day we're going to begin to have arguments for rapists to say, well, he only raped one person. The other person over there raped five. You know, and so we have to basically look at upping our dialogue and add more thought.
So see, Alan, wait a minute. Hold on. You say you that is your position towards what Mr. Flowers has said, because what you have said has nothing to do with what I've said.
No, I'm saying because the one of the callers called to refute that, that how dare someone judge their opinion of someone based on their relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to speak to the character of a person, but a character of a person is only seen by the person in the mirror. Mm. Reputation is what we judge people on,
okay.
and association. And so I often hear people say, oh, this besmirched my character. And I go, really, how can I besmirch something I can't see?
Mm.
I maybe besmirch your reputation or something of that sort.
All right.
We often use them interchangeably, but one is a deeper thought.
Okay,
and
appreciate
I just be saying that, but when we start talking about leadership, to begin to have arguments, but they did it too, and that everything else, it just shows us we need to add thought to our discussions as opposed to talk.
All right, appreciate it. 323-623-2352-54316. This person here says, Stephen, I cannot imagine there being a more perfect time now that there's the Peter Nygaard incident to talk about campaign finance reform laws in our country. That is possibly very true. And that is also one of the promises made by this administration that they will be graded on for not delivering.
Mm-hmm.
This person just says, Stephen, will we talk about the little girls who were allegedly raped? No, because that's a matter that is being, vented in the court. I don't really want to talk about the actual allegations. I'm just talking about why is it that people feel the need to pretend as though we do not all know that they all had relationships of some sort
mm-hmm.
with this man. If you and him were in any way connected, just say you were. Let's take a call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Good morning, caller. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Miller. What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's up, DeWitt?
Hello.
Hey, you're on.
Oh, and good morning to your guest. Levon, I want to ask your guest something, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the lady's name, but I dress as Miss
Keyshawn.
Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Do you know who is Mario Boleg?
Do
you know the history on Mario Boleg?
Yes, I know of him.
Impacted how many lives he has impacted, how many scholarships, how many things he has done in particular the youth
who are now grown people.
Do you know the household name Mario Boleg?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Stephen Greenslade, right? Wasn't he with the DNA?
Yes, sir.
No, I even won't go that further. That far yet. Wasn't he with the FNM before? Then he went to the DNA and now he's back to the FNM.
Okay, and your point now, sir?
The point is that the car would jump over the moon if Stephen Greenslade beat Mario Boleg.
Okay.
Well, that's a chesty statement now.
No, that's a promise.
That's a chesty statement.
I know why I say that, Mr. Miller. Listen, mm-hmm. Mario Boleg, I address him as Mr. Mario Boleg, is a household name.
Stephen
Greenslade is only ICS security. He has never impacted the youths in this country. And I'm an advocate for the youths and for the poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
right,
I know what I said.
I appreciate you, DeWitt. I think I flat out of time. So
flat.
We've come to one conclusion. If I had taken money from Mr. Nygaard, I would be happy to say that I took his money.
Mm-hmm.
He helped me get. As a matter of fact, I go get an accountant, so he could tell me what all I do with Nygaard money. So I can come to him and say, listen, I've impacted the lives of 20,000 people. We were able to get them through college. This is what I've done with the money. Blah, 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 blah.
Help some children.
All this whole, oh, me,
help
no,
my
I
campaign.
Never had no money. No, I never, me, Nygaard. I spell Nygaard. A Y in it? No. I don't have time for that kind of child's play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At the end of the day, you can simply say, yes, I received funds. And this mm-hmm. is what I received it for. And whatever actions he's being accused of, I do not associate myself. I didn't know. And that's the end of that story.
You think we might see a third party emerge in the House of Assembly in the seat of the Speaker of the House of Assembly? That would be so interesting. You know,
you think that's why he like Did we did?
I don't know.
Because he's not going to get like a nomination for NASA Village.
I don't know. Well, what reason would they have had to not nominate him? They nominated Chanel Ferguson again.
Oh my God. All right.
Okay. So I don't see what the big difficulty would have been. I don't see what the difficulty would have been to nominate Alton Muldrie. As far as I'm aware, I don't know him to be in any greater difficulty of winning his constituency as anyone else. So how would they have justified it? I mean, I think he's a little older than a lot of them, but outside of that, But we'll it would see. Be so nice to see. Mm-hmm. Like if, I don't know, offer him like chairman of the DNA or something. Because he likes to write, apparently.
Why you want to put him in the DNA? Are you already...
I just want something creative to come out of our politics. Like
but
nothing.
You've been just disowning the DNA and pushing him to the side. So why would you want him there? Why you want him to do that?
I just want something excitement. Nothing exciting. I am so excited about this move towards him as an independent candidate. Because I believe there's actually going to be some colorfulness that comes out of this.
Yeah, I'm going to stay tuned to the House of Assembly. I want to see how things are going to play out. I
want to see him. He might actually cuss and all. Say sit down, member. And he likes to stand up these days. That's his thing. I like when he stands.
Shouts out to the BFSU. They're tuned in. And also to my adopted mother, Margaret Elizabeth.
Okay, well, you know what the deal is. It's Friday. I'm Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. It's the weekend. Do all you can to be sure that you don't kill nobody. But more importantly,
be safe.
Do everything you can to be sure that nobody don't kill you. We'll see you again on Monday.